The remote Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia's Far East is experiencing an extreme winter emergency as a powerful snowstorm continues to paralyze the region.
Так, ну вот у нас такая ситуация. Это, конечно же, скач, вообще просто же скач.
Over the past day, persistent low-pressure systems moving in from the Sea of Okhotsk have unleashed relentless snowfall, pushing conditions to levels not seen in decades. Snow accumulation in many areas has exceeded 2 meters, with massive drifts completely swallowing streets, vehicles, and ground floor entrances to residential buildings.
По балконам люди откапываются. Там еще метет по чуть-чуть. Как?
Чисто сугробчик.
Entire neighborhoods are buried under thick layers of snow, transforming urban areas into narrow corridors carved through towering white walls. Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, the regional capital, has been among the hardest hit locations. Snowbanks have risen to the height of traffic lights, while cars are almost entirely submerged, their roofs barely visible above the surface. Residents are struggling to leave their homes, digging tunnels and narrow paths just to reach roads or emergency access points. In several districts, snow has piled up to the level of second and even higher floors, forcing people to clear balconies and windows to prevent structural stress on buildings. Local authorities have declared a state of emergency as essential services face severe disruption. Public transport has been suspended across large parts of the city, and many roads remain blocked despite round-the-clock snow removal efforts. Schools and universities have shifted to remote learning, while flights into and out of the region have been repeatedly delayed or canceled due to poor visibility and snow-covered runways. Supply deliveries have been interrupted, leading to shortages of basic goods in some local stores. The storm has also turned deadly.
Второй этаж здания, а там окна первого этажа, это спуск в подъезд. Там просто люди с окнами ничего не видят. Они теперь живут как в шкафу. Тут просто гигантский сугроб. Машины выкопаны вот так вот из гор.
Over the past day, at least 2 fatalities have been reported after large masses of snow and ice collapse from rooftops, striking pedestrians below. Officials have warned that uncontrolled snow accumulation on buildings poses a serious and ongoing threat.
А вот теперь шкрябайся. Навалило.
Urging property managers and residents to clear roofs as quickly as possible. Emergency services have increased patrols in high-risk areas, but hazardous conditions continue to endanger those moving through the city. Snow removal crews, emergency responders, volunteers, and military units have been deployed in large numbers to clear roads, assist stranded residents, and restore access to critical infrastructure. However, progress remains slow due to the sheer scale of snowfall and continuing wind-driven accumulation.
Что? Ничего себе. Он до третьего этажа дошел. А, тут третий этаж закрыл. Прикинь. Заходи давай. Заходи.
А кто это у нас тут живет?
In some areas, cleared roads are quickly buried again, forcing crews to repeat the process multiple times a day. Transportation remains one of the most critical challenges. Vehicles struggle for traction on icy, narrowed roadways, and many drivers have been advised to stay off the roads entirely unless travel is absolutely necessary. Strong winds accompanying the storm have significantly reduced visibility, creating near whiteout conditions and increasing the risk of accidents and further isolation. Weather experts warn that although the most intense snowfall bands may begin to weaken, dangerous conditions are expected to persist. Additional snow, strong winds, and drifting are forecast to continue, while avalanche risks are rising in mountainous and forested regions due to the unstable buildup of heavy snow layers. Authorities caution that the situation remains volatile and that recovery will take considerable time. Across Kamchatka, efforts are focused on maintaining access to food, heating, medical care, and fuel, particularly for remote settlements that remain cut off. Power infrastructure is under strain from the weight of snow and ice, raising concerns about outages as temperatures remain low. Despite the hardship, many residents have come together to help neighbors dig out homes, clear vehicles, and share supplies, demonstrating resilience in the face of extreme winter conditions.
Man. Man, onu adamlar kor köyle maşinasını aktarıyordu. Aa, yollarda, yol yok. Man. Biz tam da...
Так, просто фиксируем немножко. Вот. Человек с 50-го копает. Говорит, никогда так не наметало в этом месте. Метров 5 просто.
The snowstorm has left Kamchatka effectively frozen in place, with communities battling both nature and time as they work to regain mobility and safety under one of the heaviest snowfalls the region has seen in generations.
Смотрю, уже кто-то прошел. Слава богу, хоть тропинку пробили из подъезда. Вот там машина где-то была. Вот где-то все, ее нет, просто нет. Как они ее будут? Ну,
найдут. Да, мы стом переверемся.
In addition, authorities are warning that secondary risks may increase as the snowstorm lingers. Heavy snow loads are placing intense pressure on rooftops, power lines, and aging infrastructure, raising fears of structural collapses and prolonged power outages. Emergency planners are monitoring hospitals, heating facilities, and water systems closely, as access for repair crews remains limited in several districts.
Прекрасный вид на вулканы. Полный апокалипсис во дворе. Ужас. Просто кошмар.
With temperatures staying well below freezing, even short disruptions to electricity or heating could quickly become life-threatening, particularly for elderly residents and families with young children, underscoring the fragile balance between survival and recovery as Kamchatka remains locked under deep snow.